And this is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. It's 749 and 48 degrees on the campus of Arkansas State University. This morning we have a special guest in the studios. Edmundo Ortiz is with the Mexican delegation. He's head of a project that's been working with officials at Arkansas State University as they're trying to put a Mexican campus, a branch campus, if you will, of Arkansas State in Mexico. And Mr. Ortiz joins us this morning live in the studios here on KASU. Good morning, and thank you so much. Welcome to KASU. It's so good to have you in the studios this morning.
Thanks, Jonathan, for this time. And I really, really, it's an honor for me to be here today.
It's an honor to have you in. So kind of give us an update on how things are going, if you don't mind, please.
It's an incredible opportunity to be here. The project is running very fast. Since the last year we made a lot of things. We bring people from the governor in here, and a sister campus in Mexico will align with the university globalization mission. So we will provide students and faculty staff with collaboration research and exchange operations, and elevate Arkansas State standing in the opportunity of perceptual and evaluation among peers. So I believe this is a huge opportunity for both countries, for both nations, to start relation through the education.
Now, tell me how this process got started and how long has this been in the works?
Okay. It had been a lot, maybe 5 years ago, to start the dream. We are saying that we are ensembling a dream because the parts already exist. So since May, the Chancellor Tim Hudson arrived here. We get in contact with him, and after that we start the process from ASU. After that, there are some missions that came from here to Querétaro that is will be located. Querétaro is a state from Mexico, is 1.5 hours from the Mexico City. And I will talk about Querétaro, but there were some missions from here to there to see the state and the condition of the state, the develop, the industry, the governor support. After that, even on September, the governor, Calzada Rubirosa, which is the governor of the Querétaro state, came here, have an interview also with Mike Beebe, the governor from Arkansas, which is a wonderful person also. And everything is running. After that, we have the board of trustees support in this project that is amazing to have that kind of board of trustees, very enthusiastic and very innovating in here. So everything is running.
And I know that it must be very exciting to be able to have this project so close to reality there in Querétaro.
We are in the, by now we switch the word if for a house. We are in the process to design the buildings. We are in the process to this. We are hoping during this week we will have from Arkansas State the decision of which is the curricula that we will put over there. So, for be clear, Arkansas State University will provide the academic programs and will be the supervision of administration. All the economic way we are handle it. We will build it and we will underwriting the cost for the till the balance go well. So from here there will not be any investment. All the investment that we need from here is thinking, hoping, and bring the academics.
Right, exactly. We're talking to Edmundo Ortiz, who joins us here live on KASU. So obviously you've had a lot of financial support in Mexico to make this happen. So let's talk about Querétaro, if you don't mind, please. I know you all were looking for a place, and Querétaro seemed to be a good fit.
Yes. We first of all, we select Querétaro. We make a whole research in the country to make to find the right place to put this university. Querétaro now is growing very fast. There are companies like Bombardier, Safran, It's a huge aerospace sector. Eurocopter just arrived also. There's a huge automotive sector, and also there are 300 or more huge industries over there. Also, it's a wonderful town. There are a scale that is one of the safest and more secure place to live in Mexico. It's a wonderful people over there. You are invited whenever you want to see it. So we picked Querétaro from the other states, and after that, we start knocking doors to understand how can get the support from the governors in there. So we have the support also from different sectors, businessmen that will invest a lot of money here. We are talking in the first phase around more than $30 million, and it will be a new opportunity to make a living learning community over there.
How close is this to being a reality?
It's in the way to be reality. We are hoping to start building this year and open the operation on 2015, on August 2015. So this is a real project, and by now we are very, very optimistic to do it in the correct time.
Man, that's fantastic. So I know you all are really excited about this. And so you all been here. When did you get here to Arkansas?
Oh, I arrived on Wednesday. First of all, we went to Little Rock. We have an interview with Mike Bibby. We spent some time with the senators. There are incredible people you have here. You have an incredible community. And after that, we arrived here yesterday in the middle of the day. We bring the architectures to understand the needs to design the project in a correct way.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you're going to be, you went to Little Rock yesterday, here in Jonesboro today, and we're so glad that you came in today to be able to talk about this and what this is going to mean and how it's going to make, how it's going to help, in Querétaro, Mexico.
No, you cannot imagine and dimension. This is part of that dream that is starting to change the education system in Mexico. He will collaborate with another universities over there, of course, collaborate with research centers. In here, you have already a marriage with the industry to make research. For you, it's very common to understand this, but over there, when we visit all the industry, they are hoping to have you all over there very soon because they want to make a lot of research together with the help of Arkansas State University.